The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Johnny Hill is in the house. Hi, Johnny. How you doing?
Doing great, brother.
All right. We're going to cover beloved to the point of melting. Okay, that's weird. And in good times and in bad.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. I mean, how much more? Just so much. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I know it's 10 numbers, and I know it's a thing that's called a phone, but I have confidence. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I think we've proved that. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, John Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Okay, before we do our sponsor read, we'll do the sponsor read in the next segment. I just want to welcome Johnny Hill into the show. See how he's doing. What's going on, Johnny?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Johnny is the owner of Men of God Moving. For those that do not know, menofgodmoving.com. That's their phone number, or their website. I don't think it's their phone number, is it? It's not your phone. It's really just a website. You can tell where this day's going right here. What did we say yesterday, Wonder Julie, about the wheels on the bus? They're off before we've even gotten going. Yeah, there you go. What?
There they went.
Into the ditch, I think you said. I think one went left, the other went right. So much to cover. Unbelievable. Anyway, Men of God Moving, their number 817-707-7672. On Facebook, you can go to Men of God Moving and keep up with them and kind of follow and see what's going on with them. If you've got any moving needs, you get to hear the commercial. It's a pretty decent commercial. It's some of it's pretty funny. See, for those that don't get it, in the beginning of the commercial, it says, for those that need help, there's Jesus. Open them with moving. see, that's humor. RR. A couple things to cover before we get into any kind of teach. I do want to make sure that everybody knows what kind of special day it is today. If you don't know, and let me ask Wonder Julie, just checking in with her if she knows. This is one of these things today is really important.
What is it?
It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Wow. That is extremely important.
Come on! How is that not important? Of course, with that, it is also National Absurdity Day. Exactly what I was thinking. And absurdity is something that is illogical, senseless, or unreasonable. Kind of like the show. The word comes from the Latin word absurdum. Do you think you remember that? And then beyond that, I will tell you this. 1984, on this day, McDonald's claimed it made its 50 billionth hamburger. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Because now they just say hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions. So, I mean,
ran out of fingers and toes a long time ago.
Yeah, and come on, how would you know at the moment? There's so many McDonald's, so many people eating McDonald's. How would you know? Well, that's our 50 billionth. How would you know that?
Well, some of them were probably thrown away, but they buy them by the box. There's so many in a box, so they could come fairly close. But there is food waste, and you know.
She's pretty smart.
I'm gonna go with the theory that they put a tracker in everybody's burger.
There's a chip.
There's a chip. And every time you eat it, that's the reason why you get a stomachache. That's it right there. What do you think of that?
Good advertisement.
Isn't that good? That's good advertisement. All right. Johnny has been hanging out. As you can see, Johnny's becoming a little bit more a part of the show. He's becoming a part of the team. It's not Team Spoon because that just doesn't even sound normal. I don't even know what that means, but he's helping us with sponsors and so on and so forth. Here's the bottom line. I can't do this by myself. Okay, if you have not figured out, I tried to raise the money by myself. Can't do it. I need help, and the Lord has sent Johnny in, and we're going to do our best to work it together. But that's one of the reasons why we tell you guys what's going on. We don't try and hide anything. The reality check is that there's a lot going on in life, and we're doing the best we can to produce as good a show as we can. But there's cost involved, there's time involved, and we need help, and Johnny has offered to be a part of that help, so I appreciate that. And I will ask you to continue to pray for my grandson.
I was just going to ask, how is he doing?
If you went on Facebook and saw under my daughter's picture, I don't know if you ever saw Star Trek, where there was a character on Voyager called Seven of Nine. And in her little thing where she gets regenerated or whatever, there's these wires that come out of her head. They have 22 little pulse wires on Easton Scott's head. And it looks like it's so sad looking. They are supposed to leave the hospital tomorrow. But all the tests came back, and every single test that came back was 100% normal. That part's really good. But he's going to have to be on medicine for a while. And I mean, we're talking like a couple of years, it looks like. So it could be that kind of level, but he should have a 100% normal life.
Good.
Unfortunately, my daughter said the one thing I had to correct her from last night, and she might be listening, so just remember, I love you, honey. And that is, she said, well, her brother went through it, and he's completely normal. And I said, no. I said, your brother went through it, but the rest of that statement is just not true. So I'm just going to leave it there, and just want people to keep praying for us. I would greatly appreciate it. Pastor Ray Bentley is a pastor who has had influence in my life. He is the pastor of the church Maranatha Chapel, and he does a daily devotional. I've mentioned this before because I want to start this little teaching off with a reference to a devotional he did today. Then I'll have Johnny read a scripture, and we'll talk about it. This is what he wrote today. I love the relationship I have with my grandchildren. When the little ones run up to me, and I pick them up, and they look into my eyes, and they say, "Hi, Papa. How are you, Papa?" I just melt. And looking into their little faces, thinking, "You are just so amazing. What do you want? Anything you want. I can't resist you." That's our relationship. They love me in their simple, childlike way, and I love them so much my heart can burst. Mm. And believe it or not, God loves us with an even greater intensity. Go ahead, Johnny.
John 16:27. For the Father himself loves you dearly because you love me and believe that I came from God.
God doesn't just love you, and I think that's important to note, and we've mentioned this before, and it is a big deal. His love for you is so intense, it's so grand, it's deep. You know how deep it is? It's so deep that everything you've ever done wrong has been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ from a sin capacity. And all the things you've yet to do, God still chose you to be one of his, even knowing what you're still yet going to do. And when you look at a grandchild, you think, this grandchild is going to do a lot of dumb things, of which the grandparent only gets to hear some of them, I want to point out. But that's the simplicity of that love, is it's so genuine and so real that there is nothing that can be withheld from that grandchild that is good for that grandchild. And that's how God feels about us. Isn't that a powerful way of thinking about our communion with God, that he loves us so much, he just, when we get together with him, he melts? What do you think when you think of that?
To be honest, I've never thought of it that way.
I mean, he melts. I love that. Yeah. I mean, it's like he loves me that much. He melt like even when I see my grandkids, it's just like, oh, they're perfect because they're the kids without the mess. And so I'm just saying, it's he loves us so deeply that in spite of the dumb things I've done and the dumber things I will do, he still loves me. Isn't that a cool love?
That's powerful.
That's powerful. That's life-changing. You know, you're probably a person out there, and you might even be a Christian, but don't really know that the love of God for you is so deep that your existence touches him. Maybe you're out there and you're thinking, well, I know that God has to love everybody because he's required to, and I'm one of those people, but he doesn't like me very much. Well, first of all, God doesn't spend eternity with somebody he doesn't like, so wrong. And then number two, he loves you so every hair on your head has a number. Now think about that. Do you number your hairs? I don't. Well, I don't have any, but I'm just saying, well, see, for me, it's easy. Dave, one, right? But he loves us so much that all of the hairs on our head have a number. He is so connected to us that he even puts a tag on things that we think are absolutely useless and meaningless. And you're out there right now and you're trying to figure out if God loves you? The answer is yes. Yes times 1,000. Yes times 100,000. It's not an issue of whether you're loved. He loves you. Do you know that he loves you? If not, this is as good a time as any in your Christian walk. Even for those that are well-seasoned in the Lord, and I'm talking about people that have been in the Lord 10, 20, 30, and 40 years, even now, just to lift your heart before the Lord and express that you love him and to hear him say all through his word, through Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, and to hear him say all the time through his Holy Spirit, to hear him say, I love you too. In fact, the truth is God loves us first, and then we love him. Now, you could be out there. I know there's some seasoned, well-entrenched Christians, and you have a strong faith. And I love you for that. That's cool. It's an awesome thing. But every once in a while, you got to tear back some of the, what's the word I'm looking for? Some of the gristle or some of the callus on the heart. Mm. And you got to be aware. God loves you. How powerful is that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here in the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. I'll just put down my crossword puzzle now. I'm kidding. Johnny and I were talking. If you want,
that was a good one, though.
If you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website, davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget a couple things. The app is up there on the website. You can go to Google Play. You got to type in one word, though, because they're having a little, you know, search problem. So it's either David Spoon or Spoon Experience, and then the app will come up and you can install. We did have several people put on the app, and I think that's cool. And there's some nifty stuff on there. If I told you there was a $1 billion ticket in there, you'd probably be all over it. Bottom line is we encourage you to go to the website and enjoy some of the things that are on there. We try to keep that popular with some interesting stuff. Let us talk about our sponsor who's going to be in on Friday, Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage, cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services. It doesn't matter if it's wind damage. Doesn't matter if it's flood damage. And, you know, with all the winds and all the stuff that's been going on, you always have to be prepared. But if there's anything that's going on, Clint and his crew at Mr. Restore are there to help you. MrRestore.com. That's their website. And again, the reason that I say it slowly is because by his own admission, if you say it really fast, it comes out really weird. So we don't do that. MrRestore.com at 877-631-7576. It's 877-631-7576. You know, thousands of happy customers that are AAA rated with the BBB, work with all insurance companies, and they're run by a man who's got a heart for Jesus Christ. That's, yeah, there you go. That's good. On Friday, Clint is coming in with Mo. I'm not going to pronounce Mo's last name because if I mess it up, then he'll have a reason to look at me funny when he comes in. And they're going to be talking about the Adaptive Training Foundation and the charity that Clint is connected to. And it's actually not a charity. It's a ministry. And I want to make sure I make that distinction. It's a ministry to help people that have one, two, three, or four limbs that have been severed. It gives them vision, hope, strength, training, encouragement. And we're going to get a chance to hear about that in depth on Friday. And you know what? To go into that ministry and to minister to people that are in that place, I think the courage that these folks have is to be applauded
on a regular basis. I love it.
I wish my spirit was that good. I do. That's some good stuff. All right, Johnny, what are you thinking? You think we should do a trivia question?
Let's go for it.
You ready? All right. Okay, people. Trivia question coming up. Here we go. Who announced to Zachariah that his wife would bear a child named John, who turned out to be John the Baptist? Who announced it? You know, probably wasn't his Jewish mother sending out letters. Who announced it? I can say that I'm Jewish. That Zachariah, to Zachariah, that his wife would bear a child named John. Our phone number, 972-445-0770. We want to hear from you. If you haven't called in for a while, call and say hi. Say, howdy, Dave. There's nothing wrong with that. I won't bite your head off yet, or probably ever. You're welcome to do so, but who made that announcement? No Googling is the one thing that we ask. So I went through some of these teachings with Johnny before we got into the show, and this is the one he selected as he thought that struck him the most to start off with. And I love it because it's a great teaching. Here we go, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 21. And it says this, but if it has any defect, referring to what you're giving to the Lord, such as lameness or blindness or any serious defect, you should not sacrifice it unto the Lord. There is a mindset, and I've talked about it before, and I will talk about it again, and how it goes is that we give offerings to the Lord. And we already know, and something we've discussed in the past, that God is not into people who are frumpy in their giving. Frumpy giving, not a good idea. In fact, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. All right? So I'm going to ask Johnny a question, a picture question. Just let him do the best he can on this. When you think of a cheerful giver in your mind, the first picture, I don't care if it's a cartoon, what comes to mind when you think of a cheerful giver? What's the first thing you think of?
How about an example?
Okay, good.
I'll keep it short. Years ago, many, many years ago, when I was new in my walk with Christ, I had a hobby, remote control cars. And I had acquired this RC car and had been working on building this thing up. And after I had put a lot of money into it and got it to exactly where I wanted it to be, very valuable thing to me at the time, the Lord told me to give it away. And I had to make a decision. Did I love God enough to take something that had that much value to me and give it away? And so initially I decided to give away something that was of less value.
The old switcheroo, huh? Okay.
Thinking that would suffice. But in the end, God asked me not only to give away the one that I valued, but he asked me to do it not begrudgingly, because God looks at our heart, obviously.
Right.
Not what's on the outside. And so I did end up giving the RC car away. And then he asked me to give away the battery charger and battery as well, which was a whole nother deal. Like, Lord.
You probably should have just said yes in the beginning and left it there.
Exactly,
huh?
Exactly. Amazingly though, eventually, not long after that, God gave us an entire hobby shop to where we had so many cars that we did not know what to do with them.
Wow.
And we had so many batteries and battery chargers that we gave them away free.
Wow. That's cool. That's a great story. I love that. When I think of cheerful giving, and we're going to bring it back into this in a second, I think of a church that I visited where they purposely, and they do it on purpose, just so you can know, when they do the offering, everybody gets up and not just dances and claps, but they laugh and they throw things across the room. Wow. You're thinking, oh, nobody should do that. It's amazing, because what it is it's a spirit of generosity. And they're celebrating the opportunity to give to the Lord. All right, now going, isn't that cool? This is kind of like, wow, that's wild. Sometimes you walk into places, you go, what am I going to get? You never know, right? Here's the real deal. We don't want to give broken gifts unto the Lord. You want to give your, right? You don't want something that's, and I've mentioned this before, being a pastor in the church in Flagstaff, Arizona, people thought it was always fantastic if their little rocker for the baby broke, that they would buy a new one, and then instead of giving it elsewhere, they'd give it to the church, because that way the church can have it, and isn't the church lucky to have it? And you think, well, that seems totally appropriate. Yeah, it sure does. From the worldly point of view, it does seem pretty appropriate. From God's point of view, if you give an offering of the leftovers, it's not acceptable. This was the difference between Cain and Abel. Okay, you when you give a gift, there's a sense where you're supposed to just give a genuine gift out of genuine sacrifice because you really mean it. I know there's some people out there saying, you know, I always give and I just never want to get recognized for it. I just give the way I give because I am holy. Okay, everybody knows somebody like that in a church somewhere. Okay, and God knows what's going on there. That person gives away and really wants to do a TV production about it and all that kind of stuff. Here's the bottom line. Just give, and give thankfully and gratefully and appreciatively. There's a couple of reasons that you can give, that you can do that, that you can tie to, that will enable you to give really genuinely, appreciatively, sincerely. The first thing is that you're breathing. What would you give as a gift to keep breathing? It's pretty, it's not a lot of room here. It's like, yeah, I mean, you can go a week without food, maybe, and you can go 3 or 4 days without water. You know, probably some people go longer. Yeah, I'd like to see you go like 3 or 4 days without breathing, no oxygen. God's gift of life to you is on an everyday, every moment basis. So when you're giving back to him, it's just in a show of appreciation and of honor and of respect. And the other element there is just think of all these wonderful things that God actually has done for you, either spared you from or brought you through. Either side of that equation. And that's what we should be thinking about when we're giving. Why? Because he saved us from death probably 1,000 times. We'll never know. He's given to us graciously all along. He helps us on a regular basis. So when you give, have that heart that says, yeah, thanks, Lord. Thank you. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Rand.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually having a wonderful day, and I like having a wonderful day. It's a good thing. It's better than a bad day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who announced to Zachariah that his wife would bear a child to be named John?
That would be the angel Gabriel.
That is right. The angel Gabriel. Excellent job. Great job, my friend. That is exactly right. I just have to ask you, did you look it up real quick, or did you just know I knew it?
No, I think I knew that story. And then he shut his mouth.
You did great, man. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud that you called in. I really appreciate it. And I want you to know how much we appreciate you doing the stuff that you've done and listening to the show. And we pray and hope it's a blessing for you.
Yes, it has been, and you're doing an excellent job.
God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
God bless you, brother.
Okay, take care. Excellent. That's right. It was Gabriel. You know, I only got like 30 seconds. What do I got? 30? Okay. I just immediately thought when my mom would do some event was happening, she would write out all those announcement letters. How'd you like to have an angel make the announcement? Guess what? You're going to have this. All I know is that if he didn't speak it right or if his lettering wasn't good, he'd have heard from my mom. That's all I can tell you right there. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's
cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country Texas 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's 3 ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and davidspoonmedia.com. On the website, you can download the new app. I'll be talking about that for probably the next, week. Something like that. It's just an opportunity for you to be able to listen to the show live on the phone. Plus, it has access to our podcast. Plus, it has some goofy pictures that you have never seen of me. That's right. I think I even have a picture of my dog in there. No, I do. Levi. So if you want to know what Levi looks like, download the app. You get that opportunity to do that. I want to thank Johnny for coming out. I do want to give acknowledgement to his company, Men of God Moving at menofgodmoving.com. And no doubt you've heard the commercial, or if you've listened to the show, you've heard Johnny on the show. You can reach them at 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672. We have a link on the website now. If you go to sponsors, you click on it, there's two little things there at the bottom of the page that link Men of God Moving directly to the website. So if it gets confusing, go to David Spoon Media. That's my brain. It's like one site for all. Make it easy. Keep it simple. All right, let's get another trivia question. I'm not going to go too deep. I could do this one that's really deep. I know you guys are thinking I can do it, we can do it, but hesitant. So let's go with this one right here. Name the place. I guess I'm just going to say name the body of water that Jesus walked on. Name the body of water that Jesus walked on. There you go. There it is. Our number, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Let's get into our next element. Something I brought and talked to with Johnny earlier today in our gathering. We get together at Starbucks, pretend that we're, hip, and then talk about spiritual elements. And I was showing him a picture of my grandson in the hospital. And something I'd mentioned to my daughter yesterday, and that is what we're going to discuss right now, and that is Ecclesiastes 7:14. So I want to make sure that people know what is going on here. This is what the passage says. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Without question, God has made the one as well as the other so that man cannot discover anything that will come after him. All right, so let me give you a little breakdown clarity. The reason I was sharing that, I shared this with my daughter last night, and that is there are times in your life where things are prosperous. Jenna, have you ever gone through prosperous times where things you can't miss? It's almost like the honeymoon period of Christianity. Every prayer gets answered. Have you ever gone through a period of time where everything is just perfect? I mean, everything is rolling.
I have, David. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Does it make you feel like I can't be stopped? Right? I mean, you get the indestructible feeling for a little bit.
You do. You really do sometimes. Especially if you think you're doing what God has called you to do. You get a little overconfident.
Yeah, so you go headlong, you can do it. There's nothing can stop it. And here's something that's really good to understand. In those times, we're supposed to enjoy it. The Lord's not asking you. He doesn't bless you so you can go, oh, when's it going to get bad? Right? That's not the purpose of a good time. The Lord isn't blessing you so you can say, when does the other shoe drop? Okay, in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Mm. We don't think of the blessings of the Lord as a pre-runner to disaster. You're supposed to enjoy it. But there are times where there is adversity. And when you have adversity, it's a greater time that gives you contemplation, consideration, and reflection. It does not mean that adversity is because you've done something wrong. That's not correct. What's correct is the adversity helps you to be more contemplative. When everything is going great, you're just like, yeah, maybe we should go to Maui. I mean, like that attitude, right? And God wants you to enjoy that. And so when you are being blessed and the Lord is helping you, enjoy it, right? Don't get arrogant like, I did this, because then that's your own problem, right? But when things are tougher, you get into this mindset of consideration. And the scripture then says, without question, God has made one as well as the other. And people are like, well, no, God only, God good, Satan bad. God good, Satan bad. Yes, I too was in elementary school. But at some point you grow up and you recognize that it doesn't always work just simply along those lines. And after we take the caller, we're going to understand something from the Lord explaining why it goes good and bad. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you? How you feeling? Is he there? Jerry, did you? Oh, he might have hit his phone. Maybe he hit his mute button. Okay. I know he was there. he's struggling. He lost his voice. Jerry was in the hospital, so he had come back. We'll try and reset it. Do you want to try and reset it and hang it up, and we'll do it that way? I'll wait for Wonder Julie to tell me what to do because I'm lost. We'll do a callback with him. So Jerry's going to call back and answer the question. Jerry was in this for people to pray for. It doesn't hurt to mention the audience and people in our audience. Like Jerry went to the hospital, had an operation, is doing a lot better now. But just keep him in prayer. Recovery takes a while. It's not an easy thing to do. And by the way, if you're listening, I pray for you every day. Actually, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Jerry on line one.
I can't believe it. Hold on one second. Jerry, do we have you? Are you back?
Yeah, I believe I'm here.
Okay.
Some weird got involved with this thing. I don't know what it was, but I don't think it was me. But anyway, I got a bunch of sevens that I was showing on my phone, so that's a good number to have, I guess. But
okay, well, anyway. What's important is that wasn't something from like a UFO. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't think so.
All right, what body of water, my friend? What body of water was Jesus walking on? Do you remember what the? That's a kind of a toughy, interesting question. Do you remember which one it was?
Well, you know, I want to say the obvious, the Sea of Galilee, but some of Tiberius. Is there a Sea of Tiberius?
There is, but I think you go with your gut, your first gut thinking. I think that's the direction you want to go.
Yeah. Sea of Galilee.
Sea of Galilee. That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
And a majority of things that Jesus did, a majority of miracles took place either thereabouts, close thereabouts, or just a tremendous amount. But that's the water that he walked on, which is absolutely amazing. Now, Jerry, you're well seasoned. You're in the Lord. Is that one you knew, or that you were kind of because you were the Sea of Tiberias is a secondary name? Were you thinking it's probably the Sea of Galilee? Did you know that off the bat?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't call this. I think I know it. I just don't. If I mess up. But I trust the learning that the Lord's given me over the years, and I just got to trust that what I have a recall of the Spirit, that those words are still in my spirit to get back to you or to whoever asked me for the hope that I have in me.
Well, they are.
They are.
They're still with you. You still got it. So, yeah, there's no question about that. And I love that. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It's like just that attitude of, look, I'm going to do the best I can, lay it out there, do my best, pray that it's blessed, and let the Lord take care of the rest. You know, it's like that's it. Great job.
I think you got a good co-anchor there with you, buddy. He's got a good mixed spirit on him. And he knows when to talk, when not to talk. So he's doing a great job.
Thank you, brother.
With you.
Thank you, brother, and God bless you. God bless you, and we declare that healing,
you too, yeah.
Your body be.
I'll be praying for you.
Amen,
yeah, pray
brother.
For me.
I receive it.
All right, my brother. Excellent job. I love it. I love that Jerry did that. You're so great, Jerry. So that's such a cool thing. So there's the opportunity. Johnny's like, well, I hope I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I hope. And there it is, somebody going, hey, good co-anchor. Didn't even get a chance to get that prayer out of your mouth before the Lord answered, huh?
Amen.
Before they call, I will answer. All right, let's go back to, what do I got? I got 2 minutes, right? Two to three. All right, which three means two. You know that, right? All right. So let's go back to that. So I want to talk about that element. So you got prosperity, and then you have adversity. Prosperity, joyful, and you can appreciate it. Adversity is consideration, not depression. It's you're not supposed to be depressed. It's not divine disgust. If God was really, 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 really disgusted with you, he'd tell you. Okay? I mean, just so you can know, it's not the circumstances don't relate to that. Your situation does not determine how much God loves you. I'm prospering. He loves me much. I'm in adversity. He loves me little. That is not how that goes. First of all, that's an insult to God and God's love. It's an insult to the love of God. Because the love of God is so much greater than circumstance. There's nothing that can separate you from that, right? But then the last part is what a lot of people miss, and it's the theological part. And if you be patient, you can always catch these. At the end of verse 7:14, it says, so that man cannot discover anything that will come after him. In other words, you don't know what's going to come afterwards. You don't know what's coming next. You're not the determiner of the next. It's a great saying. I don't know what's around the corner, but I know who's around the corner. That you can live with, right? And too many of you are thinking around the corner is a Mack truck. Stop thinking that way, all right? There's many ways the Lord is able to discipline you from a spiritual discipline point of view. But your circumstances do not determine the level of God's love for you. That is insane. Because that means you're chipping away at the very death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Don't do that. You don't want to do. That's much more insulting. You want to recognize the Lord is teaching you and guiding you. Your circumstances don't determine your love. His heart does. His actions do. If it was simply based on you, on the circumstances we're in, then people that are on consistent drugs who always think things are going great, they're all just fine then. That doesn't even make sense. It's not your circumstance that determines God's love. It is your circumstance that helps you move through with God this journey. And yes, it's the destination that we're trying to get to. Okay? All right. I think we got to wrap up, so we'll wrap up there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, jump on your roof and go, hey, David. I don't know. It's an old routine. I can't believe most of you know what that routine is from. I'm just going to let that go. Let's see. What do we got coming up? Friday, we have Clint coming in from Mr. Restore, as well as Mo, so we can talk about the Adaptive Training Foundation. So that's going to be fun. Tomorrow, we have Expository Thursday on Thursday. Amazing when that happens. It's an amazing event because it happens so rarely. But it's really cool because we're going to start talking about the mystery of the church, as the church has a mystery that God unfolds unto the heavenly powers. It's like, what? It's so cool. It's like, what? You're killing me. Again, Johnny joining us, Johnny Hill. John is working in becoming a part of our team. And actually, probably is the team as far as that goes. Besides my wife and myself and Wonder Julie, he's becoming a part of what we're doing here. He and his lovely wife. And we'll have the opportunity to get a chance to get to know Johnny more and more. But I'm, for the first time ever, teaching somebody about radio, right? So it's like a weird, it's weird, isn't it?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, I mean, if you would have thought 6 months ago you were going to be sitting in a radio studio right now and being on live radio, what would you do? Would you said, no
way. I would have never guessed that this would have taken place.
Yeah.
But God, through God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And I asked God to provide a way for me to do his work. and go out and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And he did that exact thing.
That's so cool. I love your spirit. You got a good attitude about it. It's great. All right. Here is the number one pick for the day that we discussed in discussing some of these things that we share. If we're not doing expository and the Lord's not like going, teach this kind of thing, then we go through some of the different opportunities and we kind of review them and pick them. Here is what I think the number one is, and I don't know if this is Johnny's favorite, but this was my favorite out of the crew. I think his was the first one that we went in on the teaching, or the second one anyway. This one's from Deuteronomy 4:2. And I like this because I like to encourage people. I'm by nature, I guess I could have been a coach, or I hope I am a coach to some degree from a spiritual point of view. And I appreciate Samson saying, "Yeah, you're like a Landry." He's like, that's a very nice compliment, except I don't wear a hat. I'm bald, and I want everybody to know it. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2 says this, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." So when we hear things of this nature, there is a tendency, and I understand it, and I've been in it, and I get it, that you'll hear something like, we are a holy people, and then what? All you can think of in the background are people going, But the word holy means separated, and that's what holy is. And when it talks about being separated, separated for the Lord's use, separated for the Lord's purpose, it's talking about a separation from the pollution, the stain, and the sin of the world system, of Satan, and even of our flesh. It's just talking about separating from those things and being as unto the Lord. When Jesus called people the ecclesia, the church, the word ecclesia means the called out. The called out from what? The called out from the people who are part of the world and the world system. Here's what you get when you have the world system. Have you watched ABC, NBC, CBS, or cable news in the last week? That's what you get. Okay? I mean, you can get mad at me as you want. It's like, oh, you've got to be for this group. Oh, you've got to be for this group. You know, I'm for high level of entertainment, and I'm seeing none of that. And most of the stuff that I'm seeing, especially when it gets into the politics being on TV every day, which they never used to do. They never used to do. It's like, take TV and destroy it. Thank you very much. But when you are a holy people, you are marked. You know, people are getting very upset whenever we get closer and the world gets closer to the cessation of its existence, so to speak, because, look, it's going to be the mark of the beast. There's going to be a mark on the forehead. There's going to be a mark on the hand. Some people believe that that mark is something that you set your hands to or set your minds to. Some people believe it's a literal mark. Some people believe it's both. Hint, hint. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you're marked first and foremost by God. And whether you want to hear it or not, you're special. Remember years ago, the terrible guy, but it was a funny routine when he says, "You're special." It's like, that's right. You are special. God thinks you're special. And here's the real truth. No, not everybody is special in the same way. Not everybody is saved. I mean, just, you can't take that up. As much as you are involved in your salvation, you certainly know as much whether you're a full free willer or not. Person thinks free will is the only thing, freedom of determination, destination. Whether you think that way or not doesn't even matter, because salvation is still a gift from God, and only certain people are able to engage with that. And that is a gift. And you're chosen. Here's the thing. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many take a peek into the Christian door, but then they pull their heads back out and close it. But you're of those that open the door and walk all the way through. And you're like, I want everything that's in here. I want everything that's connected to this. And yes, if you want the truth from a theological point of view to the practical point of view, guess what? Yes, it's beyond you. Guess what? True. You're right. It is.
I mean, how are you going to establish anything with that talks, any scripture that talks about before the foundation of the earth? It's like, oh, what do you mean, before the earth was made? Well, that's kind of what that means. People are like, no, that's just the beginning of time. Okay, that's kind of what that means. It's beyond you. But you don't need to feel guilty that you've been chosen. And there's some people that do feel guilty. Now, why do they feel guilty? Well, I think the real reason that people feel guilty for being chosen into the kingdom of God is because you know what you're like. Right? I mean, just be honest. You know you're a mess. Right? But you're God's mess. Mm. You know what you're made of. You know what's inside of you. Yuck. Right? But God sees something deeper and greater, not quote unquote what you will become when you live to your potential, but how you resonate with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gift from God, and how you'll enjoy eternity with all your brothers and sisters. That's what it is. Do you feel guilty that your eyes are blue? How could you? Do you feel guilty that your eyes are brown? I won't even tell you the Yiddish joke from that. Do you feel guilty on any? How could you? You got people in the world today going, I feel guilty that I'm a man. I feel guilty that I'm a woman. I feel guilty that those people are ever recorded and speaking and somebody is listening to that. Because it's such a bad system, we would pay attention to that stupidity. I feel bad that people feel bad. That's like, what? Here's the last minute. I'm going to make this really simple for you, okay? There are them that are gods and them that are not. We talked about sheep and goat yesterday, and here's my default. And I to great Aunt Deb, whom I love, but she doesn't like this saying, and I don't blame her. Here's my saying for those of you that are not going in because you've made the decision not to go in, but ultimately you just can't connect, don't want to connect, and have no desire to spend eternity with God. I'm sorry that God didn't choose you. That's all I can say. That's a terrible thing to say, but look, at least I say I'm sorry. At least I'm not being mean about it. Bottom line, you are special and you've been chosen. If you say yes to Jesus Christ, you know what? When this broadcast is done, all by yourself, you can just look up to heaven and say yes and have a whole new life immediately. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Me and Johnny Hill, we'll be back. I'm going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.